USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least six people are dead and over two dozen are wounded after a person opened fire at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. Police are still searching for the suspect, who is still at large, and evidence of a firearm has been recovered. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering is praising those who helped the victims and spectators.
I want to pause and thank the first responders who ran towards the danger to render aid during this active shooter situation. We saw individuals who responded selflessly and put themselves at risk to save others.
There are thousands of brand new American citizens as of right now. In celebration of Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcomes more than 660,000 new citizens. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Joey Chestnut is once again proving he's a champion at Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the men's side in New York City. Chestnut, who dominated the famous Independence Day event over the years, crammed 63 hot dogs and buns into his stomach in just 10 minutes. That's well shy of his own record of 76. It's the 15th time Chestnut has won the event. He did so while recovering from a leg injury. From the nation's capital to San Diego, some of the biggest 4th of July fireworks displays are back Monday night. For the first time since before the pandemic, the fireworks at the National Mall event will feature musical performances on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, 3 million visitors are expected to descend on Harborfest in Boston. On the West Coast, Bay Boom is anticipated to draw up to 500,000 spectators in San Diego. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Orlando, Florida is apologizing after releasing a statement about the 4th of July where they acknowledge that not many are celebrating the holiday when there is so much division, hate, and unrest. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to the message.
We may not be perfect, but we work things out through our elections and our courts, through debate, and we're always seeking to improve.
He says he's glad they backtracked their initial statement. The city still plans to hold a fireworks show on the 4th of July. United States Army General Christopher Cavoli takes over direction of NATO Allied Command Operations from United States Air Force General Todd Walters today. In Belgium, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he knows General Cavoli will rise to the challenges the world is facing.
You join us at the turning point for transatlantic security, marked by rising strategic competition and the return of brutal war in Europe.
The woman accused in the murder of professional cyclist Maura Wilson is back in the United States to face charges. The U.S. Marshals Service found Caitlin Armstrong in Costa Rica after she fled the country earlier this year. Authorities believe Wilson's shooting was due to a lover's triangle. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.